Welcome to the podcast series on financial accounting for modules TOE 407 and ZAC 407. My name is Kilebogile Mohajan. By now, you should be hard at work preparing for test one and also looking forward to putting all your hard work to pen and paper. The purpose of this podcast is to comment on the scope and structure of the test and tips on how to improve your marks for test 1 by looking at the common mistakes made by students when writing a test. The topics that we are going to cover are the scope and structure of the test, application and communication of knowledge, workings, journal entries, time management, layout and presentation, open book and calculator policy, amendments to tutorial letter 102, test venues. The scope and structure of the test. Test 1 will cover all study units in tutorial letter 102 except the framework. The study units are examinable on the same level as the SAICA examinable pronouncement. The latest copy of the SAICA examinable pronouncement is available on my UNISA website. The format of the test has changed, as from 2011, to fall in line with the format of SAICA QE1 examinations. To learn more about the new structure of the test, refer to tutorial letter 302. Application and communication of knowledge. Students are unable to apply their knowledge to the scenarios described in the questions. Many responses by students are pure regurgitation of theory, but of no real relevance to the question in hand. Students also do not appear to identify the correct issues in the scenarios provided. This is a major concern because as a postgraduate student, you are expected to have assimilated your theory knowledge to the extent of being able to apply to simplified facts as set out in a test question. Remember, marks are awarded for quality, not quantity. Verbosity is no substitute for clear, concise, logical thinking and good presentation. Students should bear in mind that a display of irrelevant knowledge, however sound, will gain no marks. Workings. It is essential that you know your workings and supply detailed communications to support the figures in your answers. Marks are reserved for methodology, but can only be awarded for what is shown. In many instances, workings are performed by students and not cross-referenced to the final solution. Markers will not award marks if they are unable to follow which working relates to which part of the final solution. Journal entries. Students increasingly do not understand what journal entries they need to process. In many instances, basic journal entries are processed the wrong way around. In addition, account descriptions are poor and abbreviations are used. The amounts debited and credited are not clearly indicated, and the classification of the journal entry is not indicated, whether it falls in profit or loss, statement of financial position, or other comprehensive income. Time management. Students are advised to use time wisely and budget time for each question. Students should be aware of the tendency to spend too much time on the first question attempted and too little time on the last. You should never overrun on time on any question, but rather return to it after attempting all other questions. Layout and presentation. You should allocate time to planning the layout and presentation of your answers before committing thought to paper. Very often, students start to write without having read the question properly. Remember, marks are awarded for appropriate presentation, and you should answer questions in the required format, that is, in the form of a letter, memorandum, or a report. The quality of handwriting is also an ongoing problem. The onus is on you to produce legible answers. Remember, good examination technique remains the key distinguishing feature between students who pass and those that fail. Open book and calculator policy. You are reminded to familiarize yourself with the open book and calculator policy in tutorial letter 302. Remember, you have to be very well prepared for an open book test. There is not enough time in the test to look up all the information from the textbooks. In certain aspects, you will be expected to offer an immediate response based on embedded knowledge. Amendments to tutorial letter 102. Changes that have been made to tutorial letter 102 are available on my UNISA website. Test venues. Refer to tutorial letter 302 for the list of test venues. The next podcast will cover the feedback on test 1, and podcasts will be issued in the future that will support you and address problematic areas identified in the next tutorial letters. In conclusion, we trust you will take heed of the comments made in this podcast, and we believe sufficient preparation will stand you in good stead for next week's test. Best of luck.